With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel says it's sweeping assault on Iran's top military leaders, nuclear scientists, uranium enrichment sites, and ballistic missile program is necessary to prevent its adversary from getting any closer to building an atomic bomb. Here's the BBC's Anna Foster.
The Israeli military has said this morning that it is continuing to kill senior Iranian military officials. Now, when these attacks started 5 days ago, one of the first things they did was kill several of the most senior members of Iran's intelligence, of its military, of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, really senior totemic military figures. What they say they've done today is actually kill one of their replacements. So Iran very quickly put new people in those positions, and one of them has only survived for 5 further days.
That is a BBC's Anna Foster. Apparently, Israel's attacks are already taking a heavy toll on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program, and President Trump wants to pay closer attention. He has departed a day early from the Group of Seven economic summit to get back to Washington and deal with that crisis. Economist Stephen Moore says he likes some of the changes the Senate's making to the Trump tax and spending plan already approved by the House.
Overall, I give it a B+. I think it's a good bill. I think it improves on the House bill in many ways, and I think we're well on the way.
Former Senator Bob Menendez arrives at prison to start serving his bribery sentence.
The New Jersey Democrat has been mocked for crimes as Gold Bar Bob, according to his own lawyer. The 71-year-old Menendez maintains his innocence. Last week, a federal appeals court rejected his last-ditch effort to remain free on bail while he fights to get his bribery conviction overturned. Menendez also seemingly appealing to President Trump for a pardon.
That is Julie Walker reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 50 points. This is SRN News. Some Christian students wishing to share their faith with others are now able to do so freely in one Dallas area school district.
Independent School District has agreed to stop barring students from evangelizing during non-instructional time. The case centered on a girl who had been handing out small slips of paper bearing Bible verses to her classmates during recess. The principal confiscated the slips and the girl's Bible and threatened to punish her if she did it again. Attorneys for the American Center for Law and Justice went to bat for the student. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala over the weekend. That sparked anger in a nation that does not recognize that practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was, quote, a step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. This is SRN News. Here's a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Retail sales fell last month for the second consecutive month. Sales dropped 0.9% in May, following a smaller 0.1% decline in April. Among other things, Americans bought far fewer cars last month. Excluding autos, sales dropped 0.3%. Share prices have fallen in Europe and Asia after Israel's military issued an evacuation warning to 330,000 people in Iran's capital, Tehran. U.S. stocks also declined. Oil prices gained more than $1 a barrel following the evacuation warning. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer say they have signed a trade deal. It will slash tariffs on U.K. auto and aerospace industry imports. But they're still discussing how to handle steel production.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. More on these stories at srnnews.com.